Welcome to the Last Weekly Box Office Countdown. I'm Kevin Williams, and we're starting from the bottom up. After an astonishing 10 weeks at the box office, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker can't seem to stop having the last laugh. After making $332 million domestically and over $1.05 billion worldwide, the guy who made Bruce Wayne America's richest vigilante orphan is number 10 again this week. War drama Midway lost the battle to hold on to last week's 8, surrendering to number 9. John Cena's family comedy Playing with Fire is still setting off smoke detectors after falling from last week's 7 to number 8. Chadwick Boseman's action thriller 21 Bridges is still trying to bridge the gap between its $33 million budget and its 17-day $23 million plus earnings so far, as it falls from last week's 6 to number 7. Inspired by a shocking true story, in Dark Waters, a tenacious attorney, Mark Ruffalo, uncovers a dark secret that connects a growing number of unexplained deaths to one of the world's largest companies. In the process, he risks his future, his family, and his own life to expose the truth. Well, the truth is, Dark Waters certified fresh 93% tomato meter rating and 96% audience score have put Mark Ruffalo in this year's Best Actor Oscar race, and made Dark Water drift away from last week's 19, all the way up to number 6. Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese's drama A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is having another beautiful week at number 5. Daniel Kaluuya and Joni Turner-Smith's driving while black drama, Queen and Slim, got pulled over by number 4 for a second week. Matt Damon and Christian Bale's action biography, Ford v Ferrari, is making another pit stop at number 3. Daniel Craig, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Chris Evans's comedy whodunit, Knives Out, stayed sharp, making $14.1 million this weekend, raising its domestic total to $63.4 million and $124 million worldwide, keeping a stranglehold on number 2 for a second week. And finally, Kristen Bell, Idina Menzel, Jonathan Groff, and Josh Gad's animated adventure, Frozen 2, froze out its box office competition for another week, earning another $34.6 million this weekend, bringing its 17-day total up to $337.5 million in North America alone, making this icy sequel the 8th highest grossing film of the year in only 3 weeks at the box office. And for a third week in a row, Elsa and Olaf are chillaxing at number 1. If you've seen any of the movies in this week's top 10, search for Last Weekly on the Anchor app to call in your review using our patented Last Weekly movie rating system. If you thought the movie was good to great and people should hit the Cineplex ASAP to see it on the big screen, give it a movie theater. If the movie was just okay, but you wish you'd waited to catch it on a streaming service, then give it a Netflix. But if the movie was bad, wasting your money and time, both of which you're never getting back, then give that movie a kill. We want to hear from you. Movie theater, Netflix, or kill? What's your verdict? Even though kill is a Last Weekly box office ratings option, no movies were harmed in the making of this podcast. Now you can get social with me and the rest of the Last Weekly crew in an instant on Instagram and Twitter. Follow us at Last Weekly. And subscribe to Last Weekly on your favorite podcast app to hear our recap of the week in news, pop culture, and entertainment. Plus TV and movie trailer reviews during Trailer Talk. I'm Kevin Williams. Thanks for listening to the Last Weekly Box Office Countdown.